This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Simi Valley, California, of all places. We are in this area in particular, friends, because we are preached at Newhall, California, at a gun club of all places. Listen, we will go anywhere you want us to come. To shake, rattle, and roll. Hey, friends, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the people that seem to have a good hold and a good handle on all of this is those that you call your enemies. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And the fact of the matter is, until we get that within ourselves and understand, unless we're doing the right thing all the time, we wouldn't have a left. Nothing's going to change. We need to begin to call things for what they are and begin to enforce the laws of the Constitution and the strength of it, because that's us, we the people. Read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. I wanted to let you know before we jump on today's show, I want to talk about hopefully two to three different things today. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if you would like to call in at any time, that is that number. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what we are going to be talking about today is the criminal minds of American representatives is found in the wording. The wording of what? You've heard of the Equality Act, friends. There's nothing equal about it because there's no reference to the law, which either condemns the crime or justifies the righteous, okay? Tackett has said, if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. Let me say that again. If you would know who controls you, find out who you may not criticize. Find out those that mean to censor. Find out those that mean to oppress free speech. Those are the people that are trying to control you and have rule over your lives. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. Before we do, friends, several times I bring up quotes from information from other people that I've learned along the way in my studies. And one of those just happens to be a man by the name of Yuri Bezmenov. He's a Russian KGB agent that predicted back in the 70s everything that we're seeing today. And facts are stubborn things, friends. And I'm telling you what, if this guy predicted it, he predicted it, because what we're seeing roll out today in real time is a communistic form of government that runs counter and in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution today. It's interesting to note that Yuri is the one that said communists, the first thing they do when they mean to tear down a country is to demoralize the people. Again, the first thing that the communists do to tear down a country is to demoralize the country. Okay? He also said it's interesting to note that you can warn the people all that you want to. He said, but they'll listen to nobody. And he said about the time that they listen, he said the boot will fall and then it's too late. That's a brand new article by Sons of Liberty senior editors Tim Brown on, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com even today. Wanted to highlight some of the things that are going on in the United States of America. Supreme issue, horrible double ruling on double jeopardy. Folks, people need to understand that if judges that sit, regardless of what capacity in the United States of America, if they sit during good behavior, you know what? All is good. All is well. But if they act outside of their scope of authority and begin to play the activist, or they begin to legislate counter to God's moral law, it tells us in the U.S. Constitution that we're to remove them, Article 3, Section 1. And then we can go to Article 2, Section 4 as well. Because it's not their job to create law. It's their job to discover written law and to apply written law. John Locke, one of the founders to establish English common law in the United States concerning common law in America, which is based on the Mosaic Constitution, said, "Where the law ends, tyranny begins." Friends, we're seeing through many of these judges in America where they are playing to activists, where they're legislating, where they've not been given the authority to do so. They're acting outside of their scope of authority. And friends, again, you have to bring about the result, because if you're waiting for this new administration to do so, you're going to be waiting for a long time, because they're being appointed, friends. They're not being rejected. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Supreme's issue horrible ruling on double jeopardy. They are not the final arbiter, friends. God's moral law is, according to the U.S. Constitution. And keep in mind, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here we go again, friends, with the unthinkable. You need to keep in mind, the mind of your enemy, they act in such a fashion. They act out the unthinkable. And here we see it in Alabama. Are you ready for this headline? Sonsoflibertymedia.com, Alabama. Court forces child rape survivor to allow her rapist to visit children she had out of rape. Now, you know, I don't know if it's going to take a genius to figure this one out, friends, but that sitting judge needs to be removed. His court records, his precedents need to be checked according to law, and you're going to find out, you can mark my words, 9 times out of 10, friends, that he is going to be found constantly tearing down the Constitution and voting in favor of those that are paying him. And the Bible clearly tells us that we are to avoid a gift. Why? Because it blinds the eyes and it perverts the words of the righteous. Folks, if there's any righteousness within any of you listening to me today, and I hope and believe that there are many, folks, these people need to be lawfully dealt with, because we are dealing with corruption on the bench again. On sonsoflibertymedia.com in Alabama, you have a court forcing a child rape survivor to allow her rapist, a child rape survivor, friends, to allow her rapist to visit children she had out of rape. Now, again, this is the unthinkable. In America, you need to understand that these people operate in the unthinkable, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have again Tim Brown, senior editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, highlighting the Las Vegas shooting. A survivor, an avid hunter, an FBI report declares likely 50 caliber rifle used, witnesses seeing large holes blown through victim's body. They also found out that at the Las Vegas shooting, friends, it wasn't a lone wolf, but they identified 5 Middle Easterns that were guilty of the crime. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. Gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Once again, we're broadcasting live out of Simi Valley, California, doing what we do. Read Luke 19:10, and you will understand, my friends. With that said, I'm highlighting right now on the sonsoflibertymedia.com again, which the mainstream media means to overlook or omit so you don't receive this information. And this, again, explains to you why big tech companies are attempting to deplatform free speech. Okay? And the bottom line is we need to combat that. Because, friends, we have to get to the point in this country where we say enough is enough. We're going to be talking about in just a minute, if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. Let me say that again. Tackett has said, if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. And, friends, it's exactly what we're seeing today through a suppression of speech. And we're going to be talking about this in just a minute here, friends. The criminal minds of American representatives, that's what they call themselves, is found in the wording concerning the Equality Act. There's nothing equal about it, friends. And, again, we're going to be covering that in just one moment. Back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, giving you the information that you need to be equipped concerning these days. Las Vegas shooting survivor and avid hunter. The FBI report, likely a 50 caliber rifle used, witnesses said large holes were blown through victims' bodies. Now, we've been told that it is a lone wolf, and of course, that's how they want to package it and set the narrative, friends. But also keep in mind, friends, that the local authorities, as they like to call themselves there in Las Vegas, have changed their narrative how many times now? And it's not foreigners that are changing the narrative, friends. It's your representatives. It's your sheriffs in that particular area, friends, in Las Vegas. We found out from Sons of Liberty Media editor, senior editor Tim Brown, that just last week there was five Middle Eastern men that were identified in that shooting. But yet again, we didn't see a thing of them. We didn't hear a peep about them. It was all denounced by your people in this country as to who is responsible for it. The media delivers it up, and they set the narrative, and they keep running down, and they change it at will when they need to. Friends, we need to wake up. Red flags, all over this incident in Las Vegas. Same thing with the Florida shooting, friends. Red flags all over the place. And false flag attacks is what they are, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Trump proposes deporting millions of illegal alien invaders using Insurrection Act. That's all he has to do is enforce the law, friends. And this is everything that he's not doing. I just shared with you last week that they received, under this administration, America received over 196,000 illegals into the cities of the United States of America, and you weren't told a peep about it through the mainstream media. Does that deserve headline coverage? Absolutely it does. Also wanted to tell you, too, I was just preaching at Newhall, California, this last weekend. Everything that we get from the media, friends, you have to weigh it in the light of the truth. You just have to. Because if they do tell the truth, it's because they're confused, and in their confusion, they blurt out the truth, and that's what they do, and they mean not to do it, but you need to pay attention to the details, because you always see the devil in the details, friends, and it's not hard to find. Now, when we talk about six corporations worldwide that are feeding the narrative through, you know, MSNBC and CNN and ABC News and the outlets like the New York Times and USA Today, and the list goes on, they're receiving all of that information, friends, from the same source. And that's why all of these resources that you've been handed to through the mainstream media are reporting on the same issues. They're all saying the same things. And many in this country believe that Fox News, for some reason or another, gets a pass when, in fact, if you do a little homework, friends, it's not so much what Fox says all the time that should bother you. It's what they don't say that should bother you. But in this case, it should bother you because Fox News is now a part of the game, friends. Pushing anti-Trump fake news polls. Keep in mind, the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition. That's not what I'm highlighting here. What I'm highlighting here, friends, is when you look at the stats, they have Joe Biden at 49%, Bernie Sanders at 49%. All the players that are a part of the establishment that the American people are sick and tired of, including Elizabeth Warren, who has 43%, and Kamala Harris, who has 42%, and Buttigieg, he has 41%, and they all put Donald Trump behind every single one of the players that they have put in play in the circus of politics, okay? I have a question for you. First of all, the polling is all false. It's all created. And the reason they do that is because of the Saul Alinsky tactic. They want to belittle their opposition. And the way to do that is to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Friends, who in their right mind would look at Joe Biden as a serious candidate? Nobody does. Nobody does. What about Bernie Sanders? You might get one or two loose cannons in a college where they have been successfully indoctrinated by their communist professors. Yeah, okay. Elizabeth Warren. Who in their right mind is going to vote for Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris, who is a criminal from the beginning to the very present, friends? And we all know this. Or what about Pete Buttigieg, who married his lover and he blames God for the way he is? I mean, who's going to vote for this guy? But they have him and all of these candidates, friends, all players in the circus of politics. I have a question for you. What about the 15 candidates that they don't highlight, friends? What about the 15 candidates that they don't want to put in the light for you to make a choice from? And what do? They take the worst of the worst and they put them up against the favorites in America. That's how you control the opposition. That's how you lead the opposition. And this is not tearing away from Donald Trump. Don't fall for the game, friends. This is not pulling away from Donald Trump. This is garnering more support to the very guy that is attacking your God-given rights. And I'm about to highlight that in just one moment. Fox News is no different, friends, than what you call the left. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, trying to normalize the unthinkable. Heterosexuals who reject dating transgenders, now dubbed trans prejudice. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Are things getting better or worse concerning the agenda? Are the sodomite communities, are they appeased, or are they just continuously pushing? They have no rules. They just keep going regardless. I told you that 15 years ago. If they're not going to be ruled by law concerning felonies and crimes against nature, and if the people in this country don't demand the enforcement of law against their felonious crimes, then this is what's going to happen. There is going to be no end. And if you look at Sodom and Gomorrah, it's exactly why God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, is because the good people of the day in Sodom and Gomorrah failed to keep the commandments of God in enforcing the laws against their crimes. So there was a point in time when they were destroyed, I'm sure, when they stood up before God on Judgment Day, and they realized that they should have done what they should have done when they had time to do it. Well, that's the same thing happening in America today. Americans are daring the justice of God by allowing these people to attempt to normalize the unthinkable. And what's it all aimed at, friends? It's aimed at confusion, Daniel 9-7. It's aimed at the young people in this country. Look to public schools, look to daycare centers, and the American people have given them a green light. Friends, this is government-sponsored, okay? This is an attempt to overthrow and to suppress and oppress normal people, so they control every facet of your life. The fact of the matter is, they can't even control their own lives because they're not submitted to God. And if they're not submitted and faithful to God, how on God's green earth are they going to be faithful to you, America and Americans? This is ridiculous. And of course, they have Bruce Jenner on the cover. Heterosexuals who reject dating transgenders, now dubbed trans prejudice. Aren't you tired, America? In all sincerity, aren't you tired of being browbeaten? I mean, because that's what this is. If they want to push an agenda, if you don't agree to it, they just attack you by calling you names. And why do they do that? Because they've already lost a lawful debate. And the fact of the matter is, there should be no debate. The law should be enforced if you want peace. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. This is ridiculous, friends. This is re-education of the younger people. How much more are you going to tolerate of this indoctrination being forced upon you and being forced upon your kids? Because, friends, as I've said, they're attempting to arbitrarily establish European government in America. I got a question for you. For those that think that's okay, for those that want to give it a pass concerning what's going on in Europe, how's that working out for them? How's it working out for them as they're being plundered, as they're being destroyed? How's that working? It's not. It's not in any sense of the word. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I wanted to share this with you. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and highlight the issues that I highlighted earlier. Friends, I told you that we have 35 jihadi camps on American soil today. You see your said representatives alluring these people in from the Middle East. Go ahead and look to Somalia, friends, because that's what they're pulling them into the United States of America. Okay? That's what they're pulling in to America purposely, to create domestic insurrection so they can overthrow and divide the people furthermore. That's what they're doing. Okay? There's no question about it. And if you look to this in a scriptural sense, the Bible says, those that forget me, I will turn that nation into hell. This is the finger of God. Either you're going to receive the blessings or you're going to receive the curses under judgment. It's all up to you. But read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63 and 68 when you get a moment. But I told you what's going to happen is they're going to bring arms into America, and the government's going to stand back and say, where did this come from? In Nebraska, heavily armed Muslim Marine arrested trying to enter Offutt Air Force Base.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is going to keep putting economic and political pressure on Iran's government to change their ways. The secretary met with military leaders on Tuesday and says this is not a new problem.
We all have to remember this isn't just 2.5 years or 5 years. This is 40 years of Iranian activity that has led us to this point.
As to the U.S. sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East,
we are there to deter aggression. President Trump does not want war, and we will continue to communicate that message while doing the things that are necessary to protect American interests.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is stepping aside. The president tweeted that Shanahan is removing himself for consideration for the permanent position. The president says Army Secretary Mark Esper will be the new acting Secretary of Defense. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Simi Valley, California, doing what we do out here, preaching the Word of God, Luke 19:10, and preaching to the Great Commission, friends, to the masses, Mark 16:15. Read it when you get a moment. We were just highlighting, and I probably need to make clear as to what I said right before the end of the last segment, before we jump topics. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I told you this was going to happen, and here we are. But in Nebraska, they just apprehended a heavily armed Muslim Marine. Notice this, a heavily armed Muslim Marine. Okay, that doesn't work. Folks, that's like oil and water. That's like Satan working with Jesus. It's just not going to happen. This is not yin-yang here, friends. But if you want to accept them into your military, this is what you're going to get. Heavily armed Muslim Marine arrested trying to enter Offutt Air Force Base. Does this sound familiar, friends? Because it's happening again. You have 35 jihadi camps on American soil, and yet your media, folks, they omit everything that is important to the American people. And if they're not omitting it, many in the FBI are covering up for them. And this is a fact, okay? And again, keep in mind, these organizations like the FBI and the CIA and DHS and other organizations that you think are working for you, well, there's good guys in each one of these agencies, no doubt, but they operate in a compartmentalized fashion, okay? So there's like sects, there's like, there's like groups, teams that don't know what other teams are doing within these organizations. So it's only there to further confuse the people. But when you look to the law, it will show you what is right and what is not right, okay, in so many different ways. So you have to beg, what begs the question here is, what is the constitutionality of many of these agencies? Because the agencies that we have been led to believe that are there for us are not there for us. They're protecting the big guys from us. They're not protecting us from them. They're protecting them from us, okay? So with that said, friends, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Nebraska, heavily armed Muslim Marine arrested trying to enter Offutt Air Force Base there in Nebraska. Now, without further ado, I want to get over to this. The criminal minds of American representatives, if you want to call them that, is found in the wording. And this article will explain to you everything you need to know. It will be on sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a bit. It's called the Equality Act. This is what you're told, friends. It's the Equality Act. And what's equal about it, I have no idea according to law, because we are a constitutional republic, right? And we're ruled by law, not by policy, not by party affiliation, and not by opinion. But I'll tell you what, friends, when you begin to look at what's going on here, concerning what they mean to implement, it's just so unthinkable in so many different ways. And I'm not going to get to the pith and marrow of it, but I will highlight this before I do so. The Equality Act is a religious liberty wrecking ball. It's to suppress freedom of speech. Okay? We're told that Nancy Pelosi, this witch, we all know, I don't think anybody can dispute this, from California, that she doesn't work for the people of California. She works for special interest groups. And Nancy Pelosi and the, as we're told, democratically controlled Congress will be voting on the Equality Act, H.R. 5, designed to wield a wrecking ball to Christianity. Why is the church always the end aim? Nothing new under the sun, right? Well, if you read Revelations 12, you'll see that the dragon always wars with the church and of those that have the testimonies of the Lord, and namely this, of those that keep the commandments of the Lord, okay? They need to shut them up. If they want to go on in their crimes, they have to put out the light, and that's what they're attempting to do today. The bill has nothing to do with equality, but everything to do with punishing Christians and religious liberty. They're trying to get America to look like Europe and Canada, friends. And if you see what that lunatic in Canada is doing with this country today, friends, it is, again, the unthinkable, okay? The Equality Act would expand the definition of the word sex in the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to include, ready for this, gender identity and sexual orientation as legally protected classes. No such thing. God didn't give them the right to do so. And furthermore, those that work for us haven't received delegated authority from us to implement a law that works against the law. They're a bunch of communists. The result will unleash radical attacks of the people of faith, teaching that marriage is only between one man and one woman. That's who they want to attack, and anybody that would oppose their perversion, okay, and their felonious activities. They want to attack anybody that says a man is a man. They want to attack anybody that says a woman is a woman, that a man is to marry a woman and a woman is to marry a man. They're at war with God, and it's a war that they're not going to win, friends. Okay, so this is their said Equality Act. And again, apparently, I got to explain this because it's important for us to know that the word equality in the minds of the ignorant have become a new watered-down and revised definition, because the word equality in Webster's 1828, the best dictionary there is, defines out to mean the same degree of dignity or claims as the equality of men in the scale of being, according to God's moral law, the equality of nobles of equal rights. God doesn't and has not given us a right to violate his word, period. Now, do them that commit crimes have rights? I got a question for you. Do them that commit crimes have rights? No. Once they violated and transgressed the law, they forfeited their rights. Now what happens? In natural law, they are incarcerated. And once they're incarcerated, they sit before a judge who makes distinction between the law that God gave in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, which is found in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So when an individual or a group of people commit a crime, read Romans 3:20, they forfeit their rights. You know, I want to say this to those that still haven't caught on. Go to any local prison. Just stand outside of it. You see all that barbed wire around it? You see all that fencing that keeps them in like a bunch of animals? Matter of fact, many of these prisons have ceilings that are either barbed wire or they're fencing that they can't even, you know, look up at a clear sky without seeing fence. Are they free to do what they want to do? Because these people that are outside of the fence right now feel free to go ahead and indoctrinate the young people to say that this is liberty to go ahead and violate God's moral law. Those people that are in prison have violated natural law, and because they have violated natural law, they have been incarcerated. And so it is in spiritual matters. The Bible tells us the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Regardless if they're in a metal cage or not, they are not free. And they are revising freedom, and they are attempting to equate it to the word licentiousness, which is carnal lusts. They're no more free. These people that are advocating these policies on we the people, they're no more free than the man that's behind bars right now in the natural. And I'm talking about the natural lesson to teach you the spiritual lesson. Read 1 Corinthians 2:14. What's happening in this country, again, is unthinkable. And we're in it today. They're revising the words, friends. They're watering down the meanings as they revise because, again, they want to continuously dummy down the people to believe that this truly is about equality. Equality according to what? Equality always falls in line with reference to law. Equal equality? What is your reference in equality? You know, have you ever seen the woman justice with the scales on her eyes, and she's holding a balance? You know, she's not looking at the color of your skin. She's weighing and holding those balances, and it's going to be weighed out on each side, condemned or justified, through what? The contents of your character. And the contents of your character aligns itself with whether you're a free man in obedience to the laws or you're a criminal in the sight of man or God. Either one doesn't matter. Folks, did you know that there's a widespread video that used to go through the public school systems in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s? It's called Beware Boys. If you haven't seen it, see it. Because young people were taught in public schools to actually turn in sodomites, turn in homosexuals, lesbians, because they said that they were sick in the mind. Okay? That's a thing of the past. Because if we take a look at what's going on today, they're teaching just the exact opposite. And why is that happening today in this country? Because the laws are not being enforced. Because the laws are not being made in reference to God's Mosaic Institution. But what I want to highlight here really quick, friends, we're talking about the criminal minds of American representatives, as they call themselves, is found in the wording of this new Equality Act, okay? In spite of all of the things that are going on in this country, I want to look at what the priorities of these said representatives in this country have become concerning those that are attempting to create a bill that goes contrast in strong contrast and antithetical to we the people concerning our laws. I want you to think of this with me, if you would, okay? They want to pass the equality bill in spite of the things that I'm going to highlight right now. Your children in public schools have been under attack for the last 60 years by the federal government, who are in fact violating the 10th Amendment by illegally indoctrinating your kids. Read Hosea 4:6. Oh, P.S., here's a P.S. for you, friends, a posted script. Donald Trump's U.S. Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, recently signed on to the U.N. educational agenda behind your backs. I just wanted to share that with you. U.S. Secretary of Education under Donald Trump, Betsy DeVos, recently signed on to the U.N. educational agenda. It's indoctrination. It's called International Baccalaureate. Okay, and this is why they're throwing so many different diverse seeds on the kids today, so they're easily divided and controlled. Okay, America has over a $22.03 trillion national deficit. Oh, by the way, it's up $3 trillion since Donald Trump took office, and it's projected to be at $34 trillion in another 10 years. Okay, in spite of the issues that matter, They're trying to pass an equality.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from the Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Simi Valley, California, friends, talking about the mind of the corrupt. It's found in the wording concerning what they're trying to pass right now called the Equality Act. And I'm just highlighting the fact that in spite of the issues that should be dealt with, this is what they're attempting to do by forcing you to accept their new agenda. And this is all happening under Donald Trump's administration, by the way. This isn't happening under Barack Hussein Obama. I'm humored by many of you idolaters out there that follow Donald Trump every step of the way to a place that you don't want to go, that you're willfully blind to the issues at hand, that this is happening under his administration, not Barack Hussein Obama's. I mean, it shows the immaturity, it shows the illiteracy and the ignorance when you see a people act out in such a fashion. I'm highlighting right now concerning this Equality Act. That's what they call it. It's not equality at all, friends, according to law. It's them pushing another agenda, attempting to normalize the unthinkable. That's what this is all about. And to shut down people that they mean to control. As I said during the first segment, if you know who controls you, you see who you may not criticize. That's how you find out who controls you. You can't talk out against them. And what are they trying to do? They're attacking anybody that exposes them for the crimes that they're committing. And if you look to Scripture in John 15, this is the very reason Jesus Christ was crucified, as well as John 7:7, and not in that order. I was just highlighting during the last segment that America has over a $22.03 trillion national debt, that we're told we have a national debt, friends. Okay? It's gone up to $3 trillion since that of Donald Trump and him taking office, and it's projected to be at $34 trillion in another 10 years. Isn't it interesting how the conservatives of the day are talking about how good the economy is doing, but they're not talking about how their man, Donald Trump, as he follows the golden calf that they create because the people would have it so, right, Aaron? It's interesting to note that they're not talking about the fact that he just indebted the country another $3 trillion now, are they? No, they're not. That's why you can't trust them. We also see in this country today 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day that are being murdered in the womb while these said representatives rejoice passing policies that they can murder the baby at any time, whether it's in the womb or outside of the womb. I need you to understand what I just said. Who's committing the act of murder, friends? Who's advocating murder, friends? And you feel safe? You might want to wake up here, America, because if they'll do that to an innocent baby in the womb, do you think not at the end of the day they would do that to you as well? Well, we can see that they're arming the DHS, the VA, they're arming government agencies to the hilt right now. Well, agents, I'm sorry, did I say agents? Yeah, agents and actors in the circus of politics called representatives are attempting to pass policies to disarm you. You might want to pay attention as to what's going on here, friends, because there is a correlation. When the Lord said in Galatians 6, God is not mocked for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It's exactly what's happening today. Now, friends, what I just highlighted concerning what's going on in public schools, the $1 trillion deficit, $22 trillion deficit, the 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day that are being murdered in the womb, this is just a handful of issues that are constantly brought to the forefront by them that mean to change your country into something that it is lawfully not. Are you getting this with me? Here, let me say it this way. America, you are under attack by this government, which runs counter to American government in so many different ways. It has been said the best way to take control over a people and control them utterly is to take a little of their freedom at a time, to erode rights by a thousand tiny and almost imperceptible reductions. In this way, the people will not see those rights and freedoms being removed until past the point at which these changes cannot be reversed. Oh, they can always be reversed if the people are willing to fight for their rights and to do the right thing. But we can see America's not there yet. America's still allowing these people to do the crimes that they commit. And again, coming from what you call your representatives. Now, taking it to the moral, immoral extreme, only because they've been allowed to do so, and I'm talking about those that advocate for this bill, again, they're acting outside of their scope of delegated authority, Psalm 94:20. American Family Association recently highlighted the perverse and criminal minds of them that have drawn up a bill called the Equality Act. Now, listen carefully. This is what they want to implement. By government edict, business owners, employees, and customers alike will be subject to a radical LGBT agenda. Okay? Female business owners, customers, and employees will then be forced to share their privacy in restrooms and dressing rooms with men who claim to be women. Friends, this is criminal. This is coming from your said representatives. Healthcare providers and professionals would be forced to perform gender transition procedures, sex changes, and provide medical services, hormone therapy that would violate their moral and religious convictions. Amusement parks, recreation centers, skating rinks, and daycare centers, etc., will be forced to employ people who value on sexual deviance from those of the employer. In other words, if you own a business, you better hire them regardless if you agree with their lawless lifestyle or not. This is what your said representatives are trying to put on you by force. Adoption and foster care agencies will be forced to place children, listen carefully, mask off, friends, place children into same-sex households and to homes of individuals suffering from gender confusion. Did you just see recently, friends, the two lesbians that had adopted a little boy? They wanted him to be transgender, so they cut off his genitalia, and because that caused him to bleed out, friends, they began to stab him to death. This is not the first. This is one of many. This is what you're dealing with, your friends. But this is what your said representatives want to enforce, friends, throw upon the American people. This is communism. This is daring the justice of God. Now, I remember when pointing my finger to the American people to the Homosexual Manifesto, which again is found in the congressional records as to what the sodomites and their end aim is, I was called every name under the sun, from a hater to a liar. Now, 15 years later, and with the permission from the American people that the CIA-controlled media has been emboldened to use, they're using an 11-year-old to normalize their crimes. You heard about this, right? A little 11-year-old boy that dresses up like a woman, okay, sits on stage. ABC highlights it, and so does the CIA-controlled media. They take this 11-year-old little boy, put him up on stage dressed as a woman with other sodomites. This is the felony, America, on national television. Did you hear recently that now this little 11-year-old boyfriend is being thrown out into gay bars in New York City, receiving money from homosexuals as this little 11-year-old boy dances in front of these sodomites in a gay bar? This is happening in America. Now, at the same time, the said Democrats, this is who's being accused of this, right? At the same time, the said Democrats are attempting to pass this Equality Act through their illegal procedures. Pay attention to the fact that Donald Trump is also campaigning to decriminalize the same people that are attempting to normalize this Equality Act. I need to say that again, because this is exactly how this is being played out. As the media is accusing the Democrats, the left, the communists, as the right call them, okay, shows you their lack thereof when they should be doing the right thing. Is it not interesting at the same time that those on the left, those that call themselves those that the right call communists and Democrats, are trying to pass the Equality Act that I just highlighted, at the same time, simultaneously, Donald Trump is campaigning to decriminalize the same people that are attempting to normalize this Equality Act. You know, Scripture tells us, listen carefully, that money answereth all matters. And we know that the gay agenda and gay lobby are supplying the representatives who are willing to play the Judas and selling out themselves, their souls, Luke 22, verse 48, just like Judas did. But keep in mind, they're also trying to sell you down the river along with them, friends. They're trying to take you to hell with them. Scripture tells us that money answereth all matters, Ecclesiastes 10:19. And many in government understand this to a fault when it comes to selling themselves out. Again, like that of Judas to the highest bidder. The problem that Americans are having is that they want to bring you by force along with them, as I just said. I say, though money answereth all matters, one must also remember that riches profit not in the day of wrath. And you better bet your bottom dollar, wrath is here. Judgment is raining down upon this nation because of what the American people allow concerning the minds of the corrupt and criminal that mean to, by force, throw upon you something they call the Equality Act. Friends, these criminals have crossed the line. We're not going to get there. We're there. Luke 17:2.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.